Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Hey, welcome to Friday's show. This is a crazy one. It's all the show's nuts. I'm going to tell you that right now. But first, I'm going to say morning, studio.
Morning.
Coming up later, we're supposed to get a call from prison from Joe Exotic from Tiger King. We don't know. I don't know. They say it's coming. I don't know. I don't know how prison calls work. I don't know if you can just pick a time and commit to it. Because what if something bad happens? What if you get shanked?
Right. No.
Do you still make that call?
Because that happens.
So Joe Exotic from prison coming up later on in the show. Also, now what we're going to do is, we were just told, we're going to talk to the person who won Survivor. Yam Yam?
Jam Jam.
Oh, it's spelled Yam Yam, though.
Yeah. But he's from Puerto Rico, so I guess they say it, Jam Jam.
Okay, huh. So they said, do you want to talk to the winner of Survivor? Because it just happened the night before last?
Yeah.
I know Lunchbox watches. Scuba Steve's also a big watcher.
Really?
So instead of doing what we normally do, we're going to talk to Jam Jam, who just won Survivor.
Season 44.
Wow, that's a lot of seasons.
I mean, let me tell you, fantastic season.
Jam Jam's a 36-year-old salon owner from Puerto Rico. He beat Heidi and Carolyn 7-1-0 in the final jury vote. And Jam Jam is on now.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
Hi, Jam Jam. Good to see you, buddy.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I want to say a couple things. First of all, I saw like a, I don't know, a full wardrobe change in 30 seconds. We were like getting to watch your, a little bit of your interview with like a TV station, and you walked off and you came right back and you were fully dressed in a suit jacket and a button up shirt. So I don't know how you did it, but that's pretty amazing.
I'm a magician.
Yeah. I felt that. And I also know, just a quick understanding here, you've got to be exhausted. Well, I guess because the show wasn't live. Well, after I won Dancing with the Stars, we had to get on a plane and fly right over to New York and do all the press all day the next day. And I was exhausted. I guess exhausted. The difference is it wasn't live last night, was it?
It wasn't live. No, it was pre-recorded, but I party hard.
I like that. See? He knows. Jam Jam, I want to introduce you to my friend Lunchbox, who is a massive fan. Lunchbox.
Jam Jam, I mean, at what point in the game do you start thinking, man, I can actually win this thing?
I went into thinking I was going to win always. I always have, I'm the philosophy of whatever you say is going to happen. Like, your words have power. But the actual moment I knew it was going to go my way was when the jury started to vote. Like, when we were done and they were going up those steps, I was like, I think I won. Oh my God. Yes.
So if you are, so let's say you go to fire, you lose to Carson or whatever. Who would you have voted for if you were on the jury?
If it was me in the jury instead of Carson and the final was Carson, Caroline, and Heidi, I would probably vote for Carson to win.
Jam Jam, what did it do to you physically? And then what did it do physically once you got off the show? Talk about that.
I look hot as hell. Damn. I was like, I lost all that weight. I was like, ooh, I'm going to keep it off. No, I gained it right back and more. I look sexy. I did. Oh, my God. You had no idea. I was so excited.
So when they tell you that you're going to be on the show, what's that process? Do they email you? Is it a call? And it's like, also be very quiet about this. And then how do you not tell everybody what's going on?
They call me the second episode of season 42. That was like March 14th, and say like, you're on it. I started crying right away. Of course you cannot tell anyone, like everybody has to sign an NDA and they cannot say anything. I told everybody that I was going to Costa Rica to help my father because my father lives in Costa Rica. He was like building a house and I was like, I'm not going to have any kind of communication with anyone. I'm going to be away in a jungle, which I was, but not in Costa Rica.
So you come back and you won. So you were there the entire time, meaning you're playing the game the entire time. Everybody else who didn't win and was eliminated, do they just stay in a hotel and chill so they don't get back in an earlier time?
That's how it happens. Yeah. They go back to something called Ponderosa, which is like a hotel, and they're living the life. It's like free vacation. You know, they have to get dressed every other day and like they can drink whatever they want. They get all the massage. They have a pool. They can, you know, everything but communication is the only thing. Like they also don't have any kind of like cell phone or internet or anything, but you know.
Well, that sucks. No cell phone, no internet. So that's all. My vacation is only cell phone and internet. That's the difference. Well, what is your advice to somebody who wants to be on a show? And then what is your advice to somebody who's getting on a show, but only starting it?
My advice is you have to be comfortable with who you are. If you don't know who you are and you're not okay with being who you are, it's going to be hard because you're going to have to explore everything inside yourself while you're like doing this huge challenge. And if you want to get on it, just say whatever's in your head, like anything, just like put it out there. Blah. People are going to like it or not like it. And that's the whole point of life. Like be yourself.
Lunchbox, we have like 1 minute left.
We only have 1 minute with Jam Jam.
You just killed 8 seconds of it.
When you go back into the real world, how long does it take you to start trusting people again?
It's very, very, very hard because you're still on, you know, and you're like double guessing everything that people are saying. You're like a recorder, like everything, you're like saving it because you did it for 26 days and you need to like go back and know that the person serving your coffee does not want to get you off the island. Like you're done with the game.
All right, final question. Lunchbox thinks you can go on a reality show, and if you win, you can retire the rest of your life. Do you have enough money now to do that, and do you agree with the statement?
I don't think I have enough money to retire.
But he got $1 million. Now, did you get the $1 million like last night, or did you get it like way back when you recorded the show?
I got it last night.
That's crazy.
But I don't know, man. I like my life, you know, I need to keep working. Like $1 million is not enough for the rest of my life. I'm not going to die tomorrow.
It's a pretty big day, the day before tomorrow, though. Look, Jam Jam, congratulations. We know it's a busy press day for you, so we really appreciate the time. And man, I hope you get everything you want out of this. And congratulations on being the newest survivor.
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Bobby. It's a pleasure. Thank you, Lunchbox.
See you, buddy.
Bye, Jam Jam. Hey, we should get Jam Jam back on, like talk to him more.
You can just call him. Call him home later.
Okay, I'll call him at his house or at the salon.
Did you like him on the show?
Dude, he was great. He was the funniest dude you've ever seen on Survivor.
I didn't watch the show. I don't really watch Survivor, but I do. I can appreciate that show. It's a hard show to go on and win. And he won $1 million, but he'll get 580,000.
Yeah, but it was just so cool how he did it. Like, he did it with humor and like...
Was he likable by everybody?
So, everybody loved him. He had the whole camp cracking up the whole time, just making jokes, and then really, he's out there cutting your throat.
Oh, he was cutting throats too?
Cutting throats and making people laugh while he did it. He's like, you write my name down? Oh, guess what? You go home next week.
He's doing it dirty. All right, there's my guy Jam Jam. I don't know what else to say about Jam Jam. I don't watch the show. It's hard for me to understand when Lunch is like, how did Clark feel about turn two of episode seven?
I'm like, gosh.
No, that's cool. It's supposed to happen like that.
Gosh, because I'm just like, man, I could talk to him for an hour. I'd like to talk to him forever.
It has to be exciting for Lunchbox to interview a winner or talk to a winner because this is showing him that it's possible. It could be him one day.
It could, but he'd have to quit this show and go do it. And I don't know that he'd be willing to do that.
Yeah, and I had to take a month off.
26 days.
More than that. Way more than that.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, take 30 days off. Okay.
No, it's probably a couple months, 2.5 months or so.
Oh.
What?
I mean, there's more than just, you just don't leave here, fly southwest to the island and get started and then fly right back home after 26 days.
You couldn't gift it to him?
Are you sure you don't just fly out there and fly back?
I'm pretty sure,
you fly to L.A., you get on a plane, they put you in a hotel, boom, they put you on a boat.
You do some stuff before you even go out to wherever. Then you get there and you hold for a bit. And then you do the, you're there for a bit too before you even get on the boat.
Oh.
And then it's, when you're on TV, the TV, I can just tell you, a lot of it's set up and it's still real, but the setup is set up.
But they don't talk on the boat. They're not allowed to talk to each
Absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely. On Snake in the Grass, they couldn't talk to each other.
Yeah.
But they were at the hotel for like 4 or 5 days beforehand.
But they didn't meet each other.
Nope, they did not.
Okay.
So they, for the first time, they, but they were all, everybody was there.
Man.
So there's a lot to that. And the producer of that show was the Survivor producer for a long time. So I know a lot of the secrets too, which I never reveal.
Yeah, don't tell me because I don't want to know. But I mean, I when I go on that island, and man, it's going to be so great. And I'm going to just be running around that place. It's gonna
when
be
do you think you'll age out of trying or thinking about you'll try?
Never.
Oh, cool. Never,
70.
Never worry a third?
70.
Okay. Well, look.
I mean, if I got permission to go on that show, like if you guys said, hey, you can have a month off, I'd be out of here.
Can we hear them, Ray, him doing Kansas City? If you turn it up. I want to hear what a news.
They're gone.
No, they're gone. Yep. I'm looking at it on my screen.
They disconnected me, which I think I'm the patch.
Dang, I wanted to hear what they, yeah. A Kansas City TV show was interviewing him. JLJL, thank you for being here this morning. We all stayed up last night. I watched it last night. So Survivor, did you survive?
So I did too much inside
baseball. No, it's exactly
what you
wanted
to hear.
Because I mean, I wanted.
No,
to
I'm just saying I didn't understand because I didn't watch the show.
Yeah, but I did. Like that was a good question about his body, like what it did to him.
So this actually, we recorded. You're listening to this now. It's obviously Friday morning. We recorded this yesterday after the show. So he had been doing press all morning long after he won. If that, just so the timeline makes sense. Everybody good on that?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're in a time machine, suckas. All right. Joe Exotic a little later. But now let's get started.
We salute our fallen heroes and give thanks this Memorial Day weekend. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. I found myself in a tricky but funny situation. I'm a mom of four kids. A few years ago, I started to convince them that I believed the world was flat. Wait, well, why would you do the joke?
Uh-oh.
What kind of joke is this?
It's not a good one.
It would drive them crazy. I'd find all the real flat earthers and watch their YouTubes and read their blogs and then throw random facts at my kids and show them how true it was. I'm in no way a flat earther, but I've maintained this personality belief with my kids. It has been unwavering. The situation I have now found myself in is they're starting to tell others and their friends and teachers that I'm a flat earther. I don't need random people thinking I'm kind of a crazy thinker, but I've maintained this story for so long with my kids. Do I now back down and tell them that I know the world's around, or do I keep up this hilarious spoof and risk others thinking I'm not all there? Sincerely, I know the world is round. Really? And that's a funny... That's an I don't know. I can appreciate a joke that's not needed at all and just sticking to it even though there's no benefit.
Yeah. Your kids will understand if you turn around and tell them that it's not real.
It's kind of funny too to be like, guys, I really don't believe it. And you guys fell for it. And that's it. I'd probably get out of that though before they start telling other people and everybody thinks you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, why are your kids telling your business anyway?
That's true,
that's
too.
What I would do.
Well, it probably comes up in school. Like, yeah, the
Whose parents
round.
Flat Earth? Raise your hand.
And then the kids are like, well, I grew up being told the Earth is flat.
Why did this joke even start? I love it. It's so, I'm not a flat earther. And I don't even know that I would do this joke, but it's just a.
It's a random one.
There's no point. Yeah. But that's why it's hilarious.
She's committed.
I would just tell the kids two lessons you learn here. One, Earth is round. Second, if you're going to make a joke, freaking commit to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, stay with it. Stay in character. But you should probably admit the world is round.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everybody's going to think you're cuckoo clock, you know? All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, Fun Fact Friday is a segment we do where we bring something super interesting and then maybe it starts a conversation. Now, this isn't mine, but I thought this was so funny. This was my junior varsity version. You guys know Weird Al?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did all the parodies back in the 80s, 90s. You know, instead of beat it, it was just eat it.
Yeah.
And then Riding Dirty was White and Nerdy.
Uh-huh.
Big deal. If you're young, your kid, you won't get it. Because now everybody does that. But he was revolutionary at the time. Well, Paul McCartney wouldn't let Weird Al do a parody of Live and Let Die that was called Chicken Pot Pie because he didn't want to promote eating meat.
Really?
Because Weird Al wrote, chicken pot pie.
Hilarious.
That's funny, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's not mine. That's my junior varsity.
Fun Fact Friday.
I'll go first. Do you guys remember, it's back in the day too, where it's Sonic now, but there was also another drive-in place called A&W Root Beer.
Yeah.
So that hasn't existed in a while, I don't think. But it was the same kind of place you drove into. So A&W tried to one-up McDonald's in the 80s by selling a third-pound burger. Because McDonald's had a quarter pounder, so they're going to do a third pounder. Mm. But Americans didn't realize that a third pound was bigger than a quarter pounder, so they didn't get it, so they didn't buy it.
Dumb Americans. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Funny, huh? So, an AW out of business, probably because we didn't understand fractions.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy.
The ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine, and that's where we get the saying, raise a toast.
Oh.
And pretty much their wine would be really bad. And so if you drop a piece of burnt toast in there, something, the acidity makes it more palatable, like the burnt toast, the charcoal, mm-hmm. helps it out. So if you have bad wine at home, drop some burnt toast in it. But also the next time you give a toast, that's why.
That's the fun fact. Those are kind of boring, but I like that first one, but just the toast in it.
Oh,
When you say acidity and Fun Fact Friday, it loses all the fun.
Okay.
Because then it turns into a science project.
Right. So that's the science-y part. But if you ever wondered the origin of that saying, let's raise a toast.
I didn't, but I wish I did, because now I'm like, wow, that's super cool. I didn't know that. You can bring that up the next time you toast. You can act like you found it. Don't give us the credit, everybody.
Do you bring it up before you toast or after you toast?
After. Everybody's like, oh, but you're just chatting along. You know, it's crazy. The toast is actually the toast. Oh, and they'll be like, why?
Ancient Romans.
Be like, how'd you know that? Be like, I researched it.
Fun Fact Friday.
No, don't give us credit. We don't demand credit. Morgan.
Wearing headphones for just 1 hour will increase the bacteria in your ear by 700 times.
Whoa.
Because you're covering them from like the natural air.
Well, then if we're doing the math there, 7 times 5 is what, Eddie? 7 times 5?
That's 35. Took me a while, but I got it.
That's 35. What was it?
It was 700 times, so 3,500.
3,500 times the bacteria. Because we wear headphones all day long.
That's a lot.
Eddie, what do you have?
Okay, so check this out. And this is kind of like a show and tell. So I need you to stretch your hand out.
Hand is stretched.
Yeah, open it up.
It's open.
Are your fingers the same length?
No, they're all different sizes.
Right. Now close your hand. And now your fingers are all... Close your hand like a fist. Now look at your fingers. All the same size.
What do you mean? They're not. They're still...
Well, what's the fun fact?
No way, dude. So if you
close... all the same size?
Look.
From one knuckle to the next.
Both. Oh, that. You said make a fist. I made a fist.
No, like just close your hand and look at your fingers.
No, my pinky one is smaller.
Uh-oh, you're deformed. You're not right, Amy, because you're supposed to be all the same length.
Oh, it's what's happened is we're probably all the same from our knuckle down.
Not me.
I'm so confused.
Amy, are you really?
She's also got a tail, so coming out of her butt. So
I thought that was kind of
funny.
That's your JV.
I still don't even understand what the fun fact is.
Nothing.
What do you mean?
That's the thing. None of that's fun.
Eddie, do you need to borrow one from me?
Lunchbox, go ahead.
Oh, guys, when you're in the shower and you let one rip, just be warned, it's going to smell worse in the shower because the steam in the shower enhances your smell, and that means you smell more of the fart.
It does smell worse in the shower. That's crazy. You never done that?
No, it's just that for once, Lunchbox wasn't my least favorite one. It was Eddie.
Really? You didn't like the hand one?
I don't even understand what the point is.
Do you understand people in the cars are trying it out?
And they're still looking at it going, what is Eddie talking about?
You said make a fist. I made a fist, first of all.
All right. Just close your hand and your fingers are the same length.
It's like bend your fingers down is what it is mostly.
Okay.
Look, mine's not.
We're not doing it right.
Okay, thank you. We're done.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This German Shepherd dog, Blaze, was up for adoption, like at a rescue place. And this girl, Brittany's like, oh, I'm taking Blaze. She takes him home. Within an hour there, he hops over the fence and escapes. And she calls everybody. Dang. They're
grand
searching
opening,
for him.
Grand closing.
Quick.
They actually had eyes on him. It was like a 20-minute pursuit, but they weren't able to catch him. 50 days later, he shows back up, and they have found him.
He shows back up. He didn't even really know where he lived.
Yeah, well, someone finds him. They're like, that's Blaze. And then he's been delivered back to Brittany, but he had to navigate traffic. There was like wildlife encounters, apparently. I mean, he lost 20 pounds, so clearly food.
That's how you know that nobody took care of it. Wow, that stinks. But he's back now?
Food was an
issue.
Well,
now he appreciates it. And hopefully he won't run away.
How do you secure the house for Blaze now?
You know, and I wish my dog could appreciate. They don't have that.
Yeah.
If they knew what I went through to make sure they were healthy, to make sure they were safe, one of them digs out and ran away. Okay, you don't like it here? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Why don't you appreciate it? But they don't appreciate it.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Just like kids, I'm told.
Just like that.
Just like kids. But Blaze is back home.
Yeah.
He's healthy.
They said, in great shape, all things considered.
I like all things considered. Yeah. Okay, good. Great story. Glad that somebody found him, brought him back. I'm just so surprised that he lived that long if he was going through that hard a time.
Oh, I know. And the fact, also, too, like, you rescue a dog, you're so excited, and then within an hour, you're like, okay, well, that was fun.
What did she do? Yeah, I get him. Why did you run away? All right, that's what's up. Thank you. Tell me something good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Eddie's got the crown on. It's a tiara, but we call it a crown.
Come on.
Looks great on you. By the way, it's the easiest trivia game you're ever going to hear. Easy trivia. Ready, Amy.
Ready.
Abby. Eddie. Morgan.
Yep.
Let's go. The question is in math, Eddie. How many sides does a triangle have?
Three sides. I just want to make sure, you know what I mean?
Bro, this is the easiest round.
Yeah, you're right.
Morgan, what's 5 times 6?
5 times 6 is 30.
Correct. Amy, how many sides does a square have?
4.
Yeah. Abby, if you have 10 apples and you give away 3, how many apples do you have left?
You have 7.
Correct. That's how easy this game is. Nice job, everybody. You moved on. If Eddie wins, he's the champion again.
Wow. Although I've had like 4 chances and I'm not winning.
Yeah. And Amy has 3 points. We're trying to get to 5. Yeah. By the way, Lunchbox has been out this whole season. And it's the longest season in the history of the game.
It's been pretty peaceful.
It's been 4-3-2-1. Eddie 4, Amy 3, Abby 2, Morgan 1. 10 weeks he hasn't been able to play Easy Trivia.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Easy Trivia, the category is 2000s country. Eddie, what country music group released the song Bless the Broken Road in 2004?
That's Rascal Flatts.
Correct. Which country music artist, Morgan, had a breakout hit with Before He Cheats in 2006?
Carrie Underwood.
Good. Amy, what country music artist released the album Fearless in 2008, which included Love Story and You Belong With Me?
Taylor Swift.
Good. Abby, what country music trio released the song Need You Now in 2009, which became a crossover pop hit?
Lady A.
Correct. Nice job. Round 3. Candy bars is the category. Eddie, what chocolate bar features a combination of chocolate, caramel, peanuts, and shares its name with a famous baseball player?
That's Baby Ruth.
Correct. Woo! Morgan, what popular chocolate bar consists of caramel and nougat, coated in milk chocolate, and has the tagline, "Hungry? Why wait?"
Wow. Hungry? Why wait?
Chocolate bar, caramel, nougat, coated in milk chocolate, with the tagline, "Hungry? Hungry? Why wait?"
Do you mean to say nugget?
Nougat.
Nougat?
Is it nougat? It's nougat.
I never heard of that.
What has a nougat?
Did you mean to interrupt me?
I'm just about to, like,
yellow card. Yellow card. Okay, no. If you get a red one, you lose the game.
All right, you're right.
Wait. Okay, sorry. I got distracted.
I know. You know why? Because Mr. Yellow Card over there.
Can you say it one more time?
What popular chocolate bar consists of nougat, Eddie, idiot? I thought I was an idiot. I was like, nougat. Oh no. What popular chocolate bar consists of caramel and nougat coated in milk chocolate and has a tagline, "Hungry? Why wait?"
I don't know what has a nougat in it. It's really throwing me off.
Think about what's in the bar, though.
I mean, a nougat, a caramel, and it's chocolate covered.
Yeah, we have to call time in a second here.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not Snickers because that's not the same tagline. Dang it!
Need an answer?
Milky Way.
You've been boo.
Guys.
Snickers?
Snickers. Oh.
Snickers, yeah.
Wait, I thought nuts. I thought the Snickers tagline was like hangry.
Snickers has a nut. I've never heard that.
Okay, but I didn't say anything about nut. I didn't say there were no nuts in it.
Hey, can I ask you a question without getting red carded?
Yeah, but Amy, I didn't say there weren't nuts. I didn't list every ingredient. Go ahead. I didn't know how to do a whole breakdown, like reverse engineer a candy bar for you guys. Go ahead.
What the crap is a nougat?
It's the... that must be that creamy filling, the like soft spongy like filling.
I'm so confused.
Okay.
The actual definition of nougat, it's a family of confections made with sugar, honey, roasted nuts.
Oh, your so nuts. The nuts are in the nougat?
Wow.
I'm so confused.
Nougat. Nougat.
Interesting.
That's
what?
Nougat.
Yeah, I'm so
okay,
confused.
Learn something new every day.
Wow, the nuts are in the nougat.
Nuts are in the nougat.
I did not know that.
All right, moving on. Morgan, I'm sorry you've been eliminated.
Yeah, it's okay.
You nougat gonna win. All right. What Nestle chocolate bar, Amy, consists of crispy rice covered in milk chocolate? What Nestle chocolate bar consists of a crispy rice cereal? Crispy rice.
Yeah.
Covered in milk chocolate.
Yeah. Gosh, Morgan's thing has me nervous because Snickers is like the most recognizable candy bar in the world.
I said nougat. What more do you want?
Okay, it's Nestle Crunch.
Correct.
That was easy.
Why is this category so weird? Oh, because Eddie came in with a nougat question?
That nougat confused me, man.
More, Abby, what popular chocolate bar features a caramel center covered in milk chocolate and has a space-related name?
Oh, that is...
What popular chocolate bar features a caramel center covered in milk chocolate and a space-related name?
No. Hold on, hold on.
You guys know it?
Just yes. Yeah, 1 second. Yeah. Yes, I know it came out. Oh, it left my brain. I know what this is. It's a...
What popular chocolate bar features a caramel center covered in milk chocolate and has a space-related name?
Oh, my gosh, I know this. Hold on.
We've been holding on.
I know. It's my favorite one.
You get, it's your favorite bar and what? You can't even name it?
Yes. Okay, I promise I love it. Oh.
I promise.
Then eat 100 of them. Prove it. Okay, we're going to give you 15.
I think Morgan even said it.
We're going to give you 15 seconds, which is way too much
15,
time.
15, that's yeah. too wow. much.
Now it's too much. She's been saying, wait, wait. And she's like, that's too much. I can't wait.
It's not a, okay. I don't know why my brain won't go to it. It's chocolate.
5 seconds.
I eat it all chocolate. The time.
Space related.
You eat it all the time.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. No.
I'm eating one right now. I can't name it. I literally have one in my mouth. And I cannot tell you what it is.
No, it's a Milky Way.
Yes.
Oh, oh, my God. Good job. Good job, Abby.
What happened
you got
to
there.
Me?
You okay. spaced out.
Wow.
I did space out on the Milky Way.
It happened.
Okay. We can't go that long anymore, guys.
Okay.
That round was drunk, okay? Just in general. Eddie.
Come on.
Categories TV children's shows. Children's TV shows. Yeah. Children's shows. What's the name of the Australian TV show about a blue puppy who has various adventures?
Blue's Clues.
Incorrect.
What? What are you talking about?
You've been Blue's Clues.
What is it?
Bluey. It's a different person.
Oh,
different dog. You didn't
no.
even the name of the Australian TV show about
this
a little blue puppy. Yeah.
Guys, miss them all, please.
Wow. Amy, what's the name of the TV show featuring a group of superhero animals led by a tech-savvy 10-year-old boy?
Superhero animals led by a tech-savvy 10-year-old boy? Mm-hmm. Tech savvy superheroes children's show. Paw Patrol.
Yes, so stupid.
So stupid. Wow. I thought you missed
wow,
that.
Wow, wow, wow. I thought that they were led by a dog. But,
Eddie, they, okay. well, they are a dog. Paw Patrol.
Yeah, it's Paw Patrol.
Animals. I didn't say the dogs.
He's a 10-year-old boy. I didn't know.
Yeah, he's the leader.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Yes, the 10-year-old boy.
Chase on the case. Yeah, yeah.
Abby. What's the name of the long-running British TV show that follows the adventures of a little pig and her family?
A little pig?
What's the name of the long-running British TV show that follows the adventures of a little pig and her family? Oh, I just watched this morning. What's escaping me?
Yeah. No, this one, I don't.
I watch it all the time, I promise.
I love this show. A pig? I know nothing about a pig.
Amy's going to win this if she misses it, Eddie.
So dumb.
Wait, can you repeat it one more time?
Oh, gosh.
Just
wow,
one more.
Yellow
come
card,
on.
Amy.
Oh, no.
Yellow card.
Amy, that's not fair, is it?
What's the name of the long-running British TV show that follows the adventures of a little pig and her family?
That is Piggly Wiggly.
Oh.
The grocery store?
You've been booed.
Peppa
just
the Pig.
Like that.
This whole day has been drunk.
It's yes. called Peppa Pig, not Peppa, Peppa the Pig.
Peppa
Amy.
Pig. You wouldn't have got Peppa the Pig. But
I got Paw the Patrol.
Frosty the Snowman. What are some thes, though?
The?
Frosty the Snowman. How many of thes?
Peppa Pig.
No, there aren't a lot of thes.
Except for Peppa the Pig and Frosty
Peppa
the Snowman.
The Pig.
That's it. Paw the Patrol. Abby, you lost.
Dang it.
Amy, you won.
So, just makes Eddie and me tied.
We're tied.
Eddie, yeah.
You're tied.
Hey, and that's one more week. Lunchbox has to wait.
Wow, I'm one away from the crown.
That's what we're saying, Amy.
Woo!
One win away. Okay, thank you, guys.
Oh,
that is easy trivia. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Right now, I am in Hot Springs, Arkansas, because I am getting my passport renewed. And so I have a couple hours to kill and decided to see how far away Mountain Pine was. So I'm now en route to Mountain Pine to go check out the boyhood home of Bobby Bones Sign. And who would have thought that this passport stress would lead me to a cool little adventure?
Here's the thing, because I'm from Mountain Pine, Arkansas, population 700, and there's a sign. This is Boyhood Home of Bobby Bones. It's pretty cool, except people have shot bullets in it. The like a tornado's hit it. They don't replace the sign.
So it's all damaged?
It's all damaged, and people go there a lot and tag me.
Oh.
And it's really cool to me. Thank you. But so many people go there. Why not just change the sign?
Because
it's embarrassing.
Change it? Oh.
Is that weird?
If Bobby, I pay for my own yeah, sign, that's bad.
But you didn't pay for the original.
Right,
it's
right.
Like you're, okay, paying for the upgrade.
I hear you. I can't allow myself to do that.
Like, yeah. If Clint Eastwood's, like, star, Hall of Fame star, whatever, gets, is he going to fix it? No.
Nope, he's not. No. They're going to go fix it. And I'm the Clint Eastwood of Mountain Pines.
Right, same thing.
All right, this is from Harrison.
Good morning, show. I have a morning corny for Avi. What do planets use as currency? Starbucks.
That's a good one.
Nice.
Yeah. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
When you buy a new shirt, pants, do you wash them before you wear them?
I mean, the answer mostly is no. Underwear always. I guess it depends on if it's a nice shirt, because I don't care if you wash it or you dry clean it. Because of my nice stuff, I'll do that. It's still a wear. So if it's real nice, no. I'm gross. But underwear, yes.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Underwear for sure, but clothes, I really don't. I'm
why?
So, well, a don't dermatologist.
Tell me. Don't tell me it's gross.
Well, the dermatologist is talking about how she's seen cases of lice that possibly what? Came from other people cases. Trying on the clothes in the store.
Well, and I don't put certain, on bikinis that I always wanted to wear my bikini.
good.
Certain infectious diseases can be passed through clothing. On top of that, there are a lot of chemicals on new clothing that could irritate the skin, and it's absorbed by the body, so it's best to wash that stuff off and then wear it.
It makes sense. But I'm going to act like I didn't hear this. It's like you're in a jury and the judge is like, okay, disregard what you just heard.
Yeah.
It cannot be used in this case. So I've eliminated it. Thank you.
You know, like there's
formaldehyde. We're done. We're moving on.
Formaldehyde.
We're moving on here. Go ahead.
Half of people in America pretend not to see messes so that someone else will clean it up.
Ooh, that's me.
100%. What's wrong with people?
I used to do that. I just been called on it too many times. I know you saw the dog throw up. There's no way you couldn't have. Because I'm,
you went dog.
I pay attention to a lot. Oh yeah,
that's.
I mean,
hilarious.
That's the one. I'm a pretty attentive person.
Uh-huh.
Detail oriented, even. And I, yeah, she's right. I did see the dog throw up, but I was running behind. And so, if I can somehow make her think the dog threw up after I left, it wasn't on me. But there's something about the consistency. She's like, it's been there too long. Tell the truth. Did you know? Yeah.
She gets detective on you.
And she does. Yeah. So I, that kind of stuff I have. But she knows I'm not going to do the dishes anyway. So
you just don't do them until the and then
I didn't
magically
pass it.
Get
I didn't
done.
Act like I didn't
awesome,
see it.
Dude.
I saw it and just didn't do it. There's a difference.
Well, yeah.
So and also, there's a couple things I'm not going to do. And there's a couple things she doesn't do that I do.
Okay.
That we hate. I hate matching socks in the dryer.
Oh, it's the worst.
I hate it.
I love.
First
it.
Of all, brown, black, all those. Like I'm colorblind. It makes me sad. That's what I say. It makes me sad. And I think about childhood. But I don't do the socks, and I don't really do the dishes. I will clean a dish after I'm done, and I'll put some in the dishwasher sometimes. But I just don't do that unless it's dire. But I'm the only one that takes trash out for the most part. Like, we each have our things that we'll both do. We have some things that we really don't want to do at all. But I don't ever lie. I just don't do it.
You just said it takes you back to your childhood when you're organizing socks.
Okay, I'll lie on that one. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. Cleaning isn't a chore that many of us look forward to. This study also said that 90% of people say they get anxious cleaning their home. And
no, anxiety. Yes, we can't have that happen.
I hate to
mental
give you
health.
That.
We need to care about mental health. And I don't lie because I am colorblind. That's why I don't do it. The part that I exaggerate on is it reminds me of being sad as a kid finding out I'm colorblind.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I exaggerate, not lie, but that's true too. I was sad as a kid.
Yeah. Taylor Swift songs can now save a life. Well, one in particular, The Man, because the American Heart Association says that this is their new theme song to promote CPR because it's 110 beats per minute and it's exactly the pace you need to do a hands-only CPR.
So when someone's doing CPR, if you can't tell how old they are, if they're doing this song, they're probably 35 or below. But if they're doing the Bee Gees Staying Alive, uh-huh. they're probably 35 or older.
Right, right, right.
From the scene from The Office. So that's good, though. They're using a younger song now. I like it.
Yeah, and other songs that are one beat per minute or 110 is like Crazy in Love, Dancing Queen, Hips Don't Lie, and Man in the Mirror.
That seems slower.
I'm still sitting with the Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah, Staying Alive, dude.
Yeah, REO Speedwagon. Do one of the... a real ballad. You think it's the wrong song.
You're like, you could have saved him, but you were doing REO Speedwagon.
Oh, dang it. You get the song wrong. Yes. You're like, shoot.
Guys, do Journey Open Arms.
Oh, no.
So now I come to you. Without me, God dang.
And just a reminder, it's hands only CPR. You don't have to do mouth to mouth anymore.
Okay, thank you, Amy. All right, go ahead.
I'm Amy, that's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Alfred lives in North Carolina. He's got this girlfriend. He's like, man, I'm going to propose. I'm going to make her my forever girl. So he goes, gets a ring, gets down on one knee and says, will you marry me? And she says yes. And he goes, I'm going to give you the wedding of your dreams. I don't know how I'm going to afford it, but it's going to happen. And he was going to fill up gas. He's like, I'm going to go in. There's this new lottery game they just released. I'm going to buy that $5 ticket, scratch it off. And he was the one to win the grand prize of $150,000.
Wow. Perfect timing.
I mean, I don't think it was the day they got engaged, but it was like a little bit after.
It's good for the story, though.
Yeah. And so now they're going to get that dream wedding, and they're going to say, I do. I love you. And they're going to consummate the marriage.
Okay. Well, no, you don't have to do all that. Just say that. Now they have the dream wedding. You don't got to go full consummate.
I feel like they have the dream wedding and then some. Because just tell me they're not going to spend that whole amount on the wedding.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be a heck of a party.
No.
Well, first of all, they're probably going to get 85,000 of it, so don't do 150. But still, that's too much to spend, probably.
They took home 106,000 after taxes.
Nice. Oh. Wonder what state they're in. What state did you say?
North Carolina. Gary, North Carolina. Or Cary, not Cary.
Yeah, Cary. It's right outside of next to Raleigh.
Yeah.
You know, right next to Apex.
You know, that's right.
That's right. Crossroads 4, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go.
Well, good for them. I like it. I love
Congrats.
It. I want some more of it.
Yeah.
That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.